Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey Southeast Chapter of Score, here is your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. On last week's show, I started outlining entrepreneurial trends to look out for in 2023 and beyond. Unfortunately, I ran out of time before I ran out of trends. So on today's show, I will outline the remaining trends. But before I take up the remaining trends, let me quickly refresh your memory as to what I outlined last week. The first trend was business from home. Due to the pandemic, this wasn't necessarily a trend, but rather a necessity for businesses. Now that the pandemic is basically over here in the United States, this business necessity has turned into an up-and-coming trend. Having experienced their work arrangement, workers now want to continue with this newfound freedom and flexibility. The second trend was globalized business powered by remote work. The first trend spawned this trend. Now that it was found that businesses could flourish with remote workers, the trend was taken one step further, international. While global workforces already existed, it was only thought to apply to large companies. Now the international market is available to just about any business. Trend 3 is mobile commerce. The proliferation of smartphones has allowed businesses to find new ways to market their products and services. Most people check their phones about 96 times a day, or just about every 10 minutes. Entrepreneurs have leveraged this to their advantage. Trend number 4 is social commerce. The advent of social media gave rise to social commerce. With the popularity of social media, people just started doing something quite naturally. They started buying and selling on online social media sites and apps. Trend number 5 is the gig economy. We've all heard about it, but what is it? The gig economy is large numbers of people who work part-time or temporary positions or as independent contractors. It is predicted that the gig economy will be worth about $455 billion by the end of 2023. In 2020, an Upwork study found that the gig economy was around 59 million people strong, or about 36% of the U.S. workforce. Trend 6, the increase of niche markets. An increasing number of people want highly specific and sometimes customizable products. This desire becomes the breeding ground for more niche markets. Some markets already formed or forming and becoming stronger are LGBTQ+, gamers, environmentally conscious people, remote workers, and travelers. And because of the pandemic, processes and services once on the sidelines are now enjoying the spotlight and being considered conveniences. This creates more opportunity for entrepreneurs. Trend number 7, the continuous rise of subscription-based business. The subscription-based model in business is picking up more steam. Think about music and movie streaming. Also, this is the newest model of software companies. No longer are you able to buy software programs outright. If you wish to use the program, you must pay a yearly subscription price. I can attest to this myself. As the treasurer of a charitable organization, we use QuickBooks as our accounting software. Starting this past May, QuickBooks informed us that they no longer would be supporting the standalone version of their software. If we wanted the latest updates and security fixes, we would have to migrate to QuickBooks Online and pay an annual subscription fee. Trend number 8, adoption of disruptive technology. This was a term coined by Clayton Christensen, an American academic and business consultant who developed the theory of disruptive innovation. His theory was that disruption happens when a product or service takes root in simple applications at the bottom of the market. Then it moves up this market and eventually displaces more established competing businesses. Think of Uber and Airbnb, or software as a service. Okay, now that I brought you up to date with what I outlined last week, let's start with the next entrepreneurial trend, number 9, growing importance of social responsibility. Many approach corporate responsibility, or CSR, efforts as just another type of PR stunt. Some companies have or had these departments just to keep up appearances. But in the age of social media, this has changed. People tend to find and share information in an instant. Therefore, insincerity is easily detectable. Sometimes it can be easily fabricated as well. Digital backlash is real. It doesn't matter if the information is true or not. Printed word on some social networks like Twitter can mean the rise or fall of trust and revenue. As a result, companies are now being more careful about how their operations affect their external stakeholders. To give you a few examples, the communities surrounding their operations, and even non-customers affected by their products. Also, many entrepreneurs take advantage of this trend as well. Socially mindful business is now big money, and it is only gathering steam. A 2020 WordStream survey reported that 92% of millennials prefer buying from ethical brands. Today's younger generation seems to be more socially conscious. For them, it's all about ethically sourced raw materials, better working conditions for employees, gender equality, and environment-friendly policies. This is one societal shift that creates new niche markets. Many entrepreneurs also take advantage of them somehow by providing the right products for the socially responsible consumer. Moreover, entrepreneurs can also attract great talents through socially responsible policies and programs. Brands such as Tom's, Starbucks, and Dr. Broner's already take up ethical marketing well. They serve valid causes and provide value to customers at a healthy profit. These are modern, socially conscious brands that new entrepreneurs should try and emulate. Ethical businesses and products are also creating new niches. There are now gender-neutral products, ethical consumption products, and other highly specialized offerings. Entrepreneurs should keep up to date with the latest socially responsible trends. There might be opportunities there to exploit. There might also be worthy causes to take up. One piece of advice, though. When you take up ethical marketing, be authentic about it. Don't just do it for the bucks. Sure, the bucks will come when your selling point resonates with your target customers. However, when ethical branding is not consistent, you'd get backlash. And this is bad for business. Trend number 10, increasing diversity. Today we see a surge in demand for diversity. This is not only in the media we consume, but it is also in and about the bigger business landscape. However, diversity has always been around. It was just not as recognized and valued as it is today. It brings many business advantages, so maybe it is really about time that we recognize orange chicken and hard-shell tacos to be as American as apple pie. But many feel that we still need more diversity. Many people in minority groups still do not have equal opportunities to succeed. Take, for instance, that in 2019, the combined venture capital funding that went to female-founded and mixed co-founded enterprises was only 9% of all investments. That stat is from a Crunchbase 2020 survey. Furthermore, a 2020 All Rise survey shows that there were only one Black woman and one Latina X woman venture capital partner in 2019. However, in the coming years, and as social responsibility trends up, many businesses and entrepreneurs will likely go for diversity as a metric. Some food for thought. The Boston Consulting Group researchers found that diverse teams gain around 20% higher revenue from innovation. Not surprisingly, many feel that diversity plays a big factor in their success. However, the interconnection of data does not necessarily mean causation. Maybe high-performing companies just have more talented people as its founders that just happen to be members of minority groups. It might not have mattered if they were women or of a minority at all. It might just have been people great at their jobs, regardless of race, creed, and gender. It's also entirely possible that diversity indeed makes a team better suited for business. This trend, one might argue, is more of a societal shift than a logical need per se. But there may be pressures to have more diversity in the next few years in the workplace. This makes it a realistic concern for companies and entrepreneurs as well. Yet diversity is undeniably an asset. It is also arguably better for entrepreneurs to have a diverse set of points of view to draw information and inspiration from. In this way, entrepreneurs can see their business from many more angles. Thus, many businesses and entrepreneurs should consider welcoming diverse points of view on how to approach their business from diverse people. Diversity in the workplace and startups is not just about social responsibility, it has practical use. Trend number 11, more specialized business education. Thanks to the changing business landscape and new disruptive technologies, many educational programs need revamping. We saw this was especially true during the height of the pandemic when schools had to enable education continuity. Moreover, business education is looking to add more specialized programs as well. This is a major shift when it comes to entrepreneurial and business education. In fact, in 2017 and 18, the Graduate Management Admissions Council found enrollment in many business master's degrees decreased slightly, while those with more specialization in finance and data analytics increased. In 2019, however, first-time enrollments in business increased by 1.6%, while mathematics and computer science degrees saw a 5.7% increase. Furthermore, in 2020, Inside Higher Ed reported education and business were some of the degrees that had the most certificates awarded. Business schools are trying to rapidly meet the demand of evolving business landscape. HigherEdDive.com reported in 2019 there was more ongoing cross-disciplinary collaboration going on between business schools and other academic principals such as engineering and computer science. Florida Tech, a Tier 1 ranked university, predicted that the demand for business analysts is expected to grow by 14% from 2018 to 2028. That can only mean more offerings are expected to be rolled out in the next few years. Specialized entrepreneurship courses will also likely be offered. These courses will teach students and entrepreneurs leadership skills, negotiation skills, how scaling ventures work, and many more. Many of these were originally offered in brick-and-mortar campuses, with some available through online courses, like those of Harvard's online business. But due to the pandemic, more courses are now made available through distance learning. So in the next 5 years, you should expect more specialized courses to pop up in your local colleges, universities, or on e-learning platforms. Entrepreneurship is a lifelong commitment to learning. Therefore, you better keep yourself up to date about emerging trends in entrepreneurship and business education. You don't want to be left behind. Companies are experiencing market pressures to make better data-driven decisions. This is thanks to a business climate that is more data conscious than ever. Thus, the demand for analysts is on the rise. Small business owners should be aware of this. Also, many times specialized courses are offered in a cross-disciplinary manner with other disciplines such as engineering and computer science. Small business owners should keep track of these courses. They may want to take them themselves. Also, they may want to hire talented people who did. Trend number 12, younger entrepreneurs. We all remember the Great Recession. It created economic conditions that made it hard for millennials to find good-paying jobs. So, according to AllBusiness.com, many sought out non-traditional career paths, like going into business. Now the small business owners of today are younger than ever. This also creates other entrepreneurship trends as well. Investopedia reports that young entrepreneurs today are plenty. One such entrepreneur is Jack Kim. Jack lives in Seattle, Washington. He has a passion for social entrepreneurship. He was born and raised in Korea. His family moved over to the States when he was in sixth grade. He started making some websites during his high school freshman year. Then, one day, he suddenly realized that all the methods he was using to generate money online could be used to raise money for charity. He moved on to found BennyLab, a nonprofit search engine that donates 100% of its ad revenue to charity. Now it is his personal goal to harness the immense power of the web to make philanthropy easier and more accessible to anyone, anywhere in the world. Also, there is Willow Trufano, who lives in Florida. For years, Willow's mother, a real estate agent, had been buying rundown properties, fixing them up, and selling them for a profit. When Florida was hit by the recession, this 14-year-old girl convinced her real estate agent mother to buy a house together. The plan came together, and Willow rented the house out at $700 a month. 9 months later, they purchased a second property and did the same thing. Willow is now 19 and hopes to own at least 10 single-family rentals free and clear. Then she wants to branch out into commercial real estate. These are just two of the many stories about younger entrepreneurs out there. There are many more, and more will come. Many younger people have strong motivations to become businessmen. However, they possess positive outlooks when it comes to business. They are also happy with their roles as business owners, and they will likely continue to do so for a long while. Entrepreneurship for many is all about freedom. It is the American dream. 26% of young people go into business because they want to be their own bosses. 23% of businesses started by millennials are passion projects. Thus, if you plan to pursue your passion, that's good. However, you need to find a balance between what you want and what the market needs, wants, and expects. Young people don't seem to lack reasons to become entrepreneurs, so let's just expect to see younger, successful business owners in the future. Trend 13, more internet media outfits. Many entrepreneurial young people resort to creating internet content. The Great Recession, and more recently the pandemic, have contributed to creating this type of niche. Gamers, comedians, artists, educators, and many more flock to social networks to create and monetize content. Enterprising young people don't have to start their own brick-and-mortar business. They can now create media outfits on what is sarcastically called their interwebs. There are many avenues to share and promote media. Gamers have Twitch. Musicians have Spotify. Everybody else, including musicians and gamers, have YouTube. According to YouTube statistics, in the last 5 years, they already paid out $2 billion to partners that monetize their content. These content creators are young people. Being on YouTube is not just a fad anymore. It can be a job or a business. It is the same thing on other video sharing sites. Twitch, the streaming service for gamers, is also a popular platform for young people to make money in. In fact, Influencer Marketing Hub reports streamers can make $3,000 to $5,000 per month from subscribers. That even includes streamers that aren't of legal age yet. Of course, more successful ones can make so much more. If they are really good, they may get sponsored by top brands as well. Others do performance marketing, which includes affiliate marketing. In this setup, companies provide content creators with unique links that they can use to promote the product. Depending on the agreement, producers get paid per the desired action. This is worth checking out. Internet media and content seems to be a good fit for entrepreneurial young people. Why? Because as reported by 99firms.com, 96% of internet users that are on YouTube are between 18 and 24 years old. This makes it easier for younger creators to make relatable and engaging content for their peers. The barrier to entry when it comes to creating internet media is quite low. Video equipment is quite cheap nowadays. The only problem is making relatable, engaging, and shareable content for target audiences. Which can only mean, in the next few years, we expect more and more entrepreneurial youth to venture into creating internet media outfits. Trend number 14, mobile business will adapt and evolve. Mobile businesses have been booming. In fact, experts estimated the market size of the food truck industry alone to be $1.3 billion in 2021, with a growth rate of 2.4%. What's also great about the food truck industry is that it is made up of a diverse set of people. In Chicago, around 80% of local food trucks are minority owned. This entrepreneurial opportunity doesn't require expensive equipment, degrees, connection, and an excellent command of the English language. It's all about providing consumers with good food at good prices. The Balanced Small Business, the site that makes the launching and managing small businesses easy, reports that non-culinary inclined entrepreneurs have other mobile business options. They can venture into other services like moving services, health services, beauty services, junk removal, cleaning services, tutorial, auto detailing, and many more. Amid the pandemic, many delved into delivery services not just for food, but also for groceries and other items that need to be transported within short distances. In this way, they can monetize the skills they picked up from their hobbies or their backgrounds and upbringing. The barrier to entry in mobile businesses is quite low. Also, the chances of getting into a niche market are quite high. This is why it is attractive to many entrepreneurial people. What's great about these businesses, too, is that you don't have to put up a front office. You can just advertise on social platforms and via word of mouth. However, there is a danger here, especially when you want to put up a business and not just being self-employed. Why? Many entrepreneurs get stuck in their self-made jobs because they don't have the time or knowledge to grow their business. So if you want your business to work and make money, even when you are physically not providing the main services anymore, you should consider learning more about how to grow and scale your small business. Trend number 15, hyper-local specialty shops. There are many kinds of hyper-local specialty businesses out there. Their common ground is that they sell products and services uniquely relevant to their localities. Of course, there are many segments in one locality. Let me give you an example of a hyper-local specialty store. A mini brewery that can cater to the younger crowd that also sells organic foodstuff that also sports a library. They don't go for the big. Instead, they go for unique. Many aspiring entrepreneurs find this attractive because they can express themselves. Remember what I said earlier, many millennials open businesses to pursue their passion? Also, the barrier to entry is not too high. Therefore, expect more of these shops to pop up soon. Other examples of hyperlocal specialty shops include religious shops, thrift stores, fireworks retail, smokers' accessories, art supplies, and antiques, among many others. They cater to the interests of various segments or niche markets in their localities. They also exude a community vibe with close-knit ties. Thus, many are just primed to amass a steady stream of passionate local patrons. As niches are getting created, many localities are getting fertile for specialty shops. In the food and beverage market, many entrepreneurs now offer super specialized products like vegan cheeses and health food delivery. Today, many hyper-local businesses in these markets position themselves to be environmentally conscious. This type of brand personality seems to be a hit today, but it's kind of hard to pull off. Costing can be the biggest challenge. Great local roots and connections are needed. Once you take up this mantle, you should make sure that you source ingredients locally and better if they're organic. Also, don't be shy to make this known. This is your selling point. Trend number 16, green business. As mentioned earlier, many entrepreneurs are gunning for environment-friendly products. This eco-conscious movement spans different industries, including green consulting, green app development, energy efficiency auditors, and recycling businesses. Environmentally conscious policies, products, and information drives have affected the psyche of consumers. In fact, the automotive industry, which is identified as a culprit when it comes to pollution, is slowly going green thanks to the pressure. Look at the proliferation of electric cars by the major car manufacturers in the past 3 years. In May of 2022, S&P GlobalCom reported global sales of electric vehicles in 2021 totaled 6.6 million. China leads with 44% of all the electric cars in the world. Europe comes in second at 28%, while North America is at 16%. Many more industries and markets will soon follow. With the green movement slowly getting traction, expect more businesses to cater to this niche. These include companies offering recycled office supplies, green architectural services, non-toxic cleaners, and social innovation firms. There is a societal shift of preferences to greener products and services. Young entrepreneurs could ride the wave of this trend. Also, expect more established firms to make greener choices as well. Green businesses do not only stop at green products. Many young professionals go into green services. For example, data analysts can provide their services for green transformation. The same goes for architects, accountants, engineers, and many more. Professionals have many chances to go into eco-friendly ventures. Organic food delivery is also a hit. In fact, it is not that hard to think of green businesses to put up. They can range from green products to professional services like solar panel installation. How can you leverage these trends? As you may have noticed, many, if not all of these trends are very related. The same conditions that made it possible for entrepreneurs to run business from home are, more or less, the same conditions that made room for globalized businesses. Moreover, the business and societal trends that emerge from the very same conditions are quite related as well. Take, for instance, the rise and adoption of disruptive technologies. This has helped increase the number of niche markets and industries. Moreover, this led to the trend of the creation of more specialized entrepreneurship and business education. Furthermore, these specialized education courses are partially in reaction to other across-the-board trends, such as the demand for more diversity, eco-friendly practices, and greater social responsibility. The current trajectory points towards more enterprises that focus more on helping society as a whole. No trend is in a vacuum. All of these play different roles in the concurrent shaping of the socioeconomic landscape. It is wise for entrepreneurs, and more so to aspiring small business owners, to recognize the interrelations between them. Many times, greener pastures and bluer oceans with no intense competition sit along the borders. It sometimes takes a long time to find the right niche for putting up a small business. It likewise takes the right conditions for it to thrive. However, technology will have an increasing role in business in the future. All of the emerging trends in entrepreneurship I've talked about are affected by technology development and use. The increasing rise in the use of SaaS has already changed how entrepreneurs do business. But tools are just tools. It is up to the person and the organization to use them right and well. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a question or comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org, southeastnj.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.